Stress Relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the final half hour of today's show here on this Hump Day Wednesday, May 13th, 2026 edition. Your defending fathers, greatly appreciate you guys participating in our unscientific poll. Text me, 231-360-5140. The initials of the Republican candidate as of today you would vote for on the August 4th Republican primary election for governor. JJ for John James, PJ for Perry Johnson, MC for Mike Cox, AN for Eric Nesbitt, or RR for Ralph Rebant. So far, unread messages, 89 unread messages in my phone. 85 of the 89 say PJ. I have 2 for Mike Cox, and I have 2 for Ralph Rebant. We will continue this unscientific poll all day today through tomorrow's morning repeat of today's show from 6 to 9 a.m. So if you're listening tomorrow morning roughly at about 8:37 a.m., you can still text me. Tomorrow, 9 to noon on Thursday, I'll give the final results. Starting 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, stop texting me. I'm going to go to my phone and look at the unread text messages. I'll scan through the initials as they show up in my phone as being unread. I don't have to open them and look at them. I can just scan them on the screen. I'll do the tally, and I'll report the final numbers tomorrow. So again, the show repeats every 3 hours today on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, and the TuneIn app all night long, and then the show will repeat on the radio station and on the Patriot Voice radio network, both websites, both phone apps, TuneIn and Simple Radio. If you haven't voted, make sure you vote before 9 a.m. tomorrow. We're going to do our own poll and see what you guys think. Now, it's very interesting what's happening in the United States Supreme Court that could affect Michigan, because it's already affecting other states. The United States Supreme Court Republican appointees gave Alabama Republicans a chance at using a congressional map that a lower court found violated the Voting Rights Act as well as the 14th Amendment. On Monday, 2 days ago, the United States Supreme Court issued an unsigned order that used one paragraph to vacate an opinion that blocked Alabama's 2023 map, ordering the United States District Court for the Northern District of Alabama to give further consideration in light of their previous decision regarding Louisiana. The 6-3 Louisiana ruling struck down the state's second majority black congressional district. Their decision, very simply, ended race-based districts. That decision, folks, came out 2 weeks ago, April 29th. That decision came out as a result of Tennessee. If you look at the congressional map for the state of Tennessee, the entire congressional districts make up for Washington, D.C. representation in Tennessee was all Republicans, with a little tiny carve out of basically the city of Memphis, one of Tennessee's largest, if not largest, populated cities. Well, that carve out provided for a black U.S. congressman. Why? Because the majority voters in Memphis, in the city of Memphis, are black. As a result, they elected a black congressman. United States Supreme Court ruled, sorry, you cannot draw maps based on race. You have to be blind to the color of the constituents. Republicans, white Republicans, should have absolutely the ability to compete for representing black people in Memphis. There's white people that live there too. Should have a fair election, a black candidate, a white candidate. May the best person win. Well, of course, the Democrat-appointed justices, Sonia Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, Ketanji Brown Jackson, all dissented. All the Republicans, six of them, voted for it. Well, looking at the Alabama situation, the Democrats noted that the lower court specifically found Alabama's law violated the 14th Amendment by intentionally diluting the votes of black voters, an issue that was not included in their Louisiana decision. Well, very interesting, because Michigan, because of our voters, not politicians, ballot proposal back in 2018, created an independent commission to draw up our maps. Well, now they're looking at Michigan's maps and saying, wait a minute, some of these districts have expanded Democrat majorities into Republican areas. City of Detroit, now going into the southern portion of Macomb County and Oakland County, changing those Republican seats potentially to Democrat seats. And at the same time, all of this is happening as we're heading into the very soon 2030 U.S. Census. President Trump and the Republicans only want citizens to count in the U.S. Census. Right now, if you live here, regardless of your citizenship status, you're counted. You could be here illegally and be counted for the U.S. Census. President Trump and the Republicans believe if only citizens, U.S. citizens, are counted, the Democrats are going to lose a ton of representation seats in the U.S. Congress. It's based on population. And if the census is limited to citizens only, the numbers are going to go down. But the Democrats argue the U.S. Constitution isn't worded that way. It says if you live here, you're considered to have constitutional rights. Whether you're here illegally or not, you still have constitutional rights because your feet are on the ground in the United States. Remember the Cubans? They were using inner tubes and rafts to float to Miami. Basically, as soon as they got off those rafts, those inner tubes, and they touched Florida soil, they had constitutional rights. All you got to do is claim asylum. I fear for my life in Cuba. I'm a protester. I spoke out against Castro, and they're going to kill me. Welcome to America. Question is right there, should they now count in the U.S. Census? Well, this is getting all kinds of attention now as various states are starting to look at their maps. Florida is doing it. Other states are looking at it. And it could actually impact this year's election in November. Especially will impact the next presidential election in 2028. So we'll see where this goes, but the United States Supreme Court definitely ruling on these cases before they wrap up their session for this year. I got a real short story here questioning the budget. A judge yesterday blocked Michigan from sending more taxpayer dollars to two baseball stadium projects. The ruling said that the earmarks may have actually violated the state constitution because they lacked the required supermajority vote in the legislature. Mackinac Center for Public Policy took him to court, challenging the community enhancement grants, earmarks, inserted in the state budget bills, which the center argued needed two-thirds support in both the House and the Senate. We'll wrap this story up. Final segment today's show. We'll be right back.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experience nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Patrick Wright, Vice President for Legal Affairs at the Mackinac Center Legal Foundation, said the ruling yesterday was a major victory for Michigan taxpayers and the rule of law. The Michigan Constitution is clear. Lawmakers cannot funnel taxpayer dollars to favored projects and private interests without meeting the constitutional supermajority requirement. That requirement, two-thirds support for a project for taxpayer money to be spent on in both the House, state representatives, and the state Senate. Court of Claims Judge Michael F. Godola's injunction stops further payments from the challenge grant funding until a court reaches a final decision on the merits. At the September hearing last year, the Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity gave $200,000 of a $1.5 million grant to Jimmy John's Field baseball stadium in Utica, Michigan. But had not the executed grant agreement or disbursement of the funds to Jackson Field in Lansing. Lawsuit filed in 2025 against Labor Economic Opportunity alleged the state budget broke the law because it allocated money toward the two baseball stadiums without getting the required amount of support from the lawmakers. Leo challenged the lawsuit and their claims, but remained neutral on the constitutionality of the appropriations. Godola, who sits on the appeals bench, held that two types of grants do not count as a local purpose grant. Grants tied to statewide systems like highways or even cultural institutions like the Detroit Institute of Arts. The judge ruled that one appropriation mainly benefited a local community. Ball fields would require a two-thirds vote in both legislative chambers. Because the grants in question did not receive the two-thirds vote in either the House or the Senate, The likelihood exists that the plaintiff can establish that two grants were unconstitutional. Godola wrote this out in a 22-page opinion. Wow. Well, Jimmy John's Field is owned by GS Entertainment and is home to four regional baseball teams that make up the United Shore Professional Baseball League. The 4,500-seat ballpark is located off the M59 highway near the border of Macomb and Oakland counties. Grant money is intended to use the money to improve the facility. Jackson Field, operated by Lansing Entertainment Public Facilities Authority, is 11,000-seat, municipally owned by the city of Jackson, where the Lansing Lugnuts play. Vicki and I actually attended a baseball game there. Nice little park. Judge Brock Schwartzel, who sits on the appeals court bench, heard the arguments for the Mackinac Center's lawsuit back in September. But he no longer hears court-acclaimed cases and therefore reassigned the case to Judge Godola. That lawsuit started September 16th last year, and now it's requiring a two-thirds vote in the House and the Senate. So congratulations to the Mackinac Center's legal foundation looking out for taxpayer dollars. Well, we're going to wrap up today's show again with this unscientific poll. If you're just now checking in, text me at 231-360-5140. The initials of the Republican candidate you will vote for in the August 4th primary to be the next governor of the state of Michigan, Republican candidates. Text me JJ for John James. Text me PJ for Perry Johnson. MC for Mike Cox. AN for Eric Nesbitt. Or RR for Ralph Rebant. So far, we're up to 93 respondents. Perry Johnson has gotten all the votes except for four. Two are voting for Mike Cox. Two are voting for Ralph Rebant. Everybody else is voting for Perry Johnson. We're going to continue this unscientific poll throughout today on the repeat of the show on the Patriot Voice Radio Network and tomorrow morning from 6 to 9. 9:01 tomorrow when the news starts. The poll is over. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a wonderful Wednesday.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in